Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Always feels good to be right, doesn't it, Katie?
Oh, it's glorious.
Always feels good to be the one that did the digging and had the instinct, and you end up right.
I love being an FBI agent.
You that really is my do. Skill. I mean, you leave a digital footprint wherever you go now, mm-hmm. right? So if anybody's just a little bit shady, if you know how to get through the proper channels, you're going to find the info you want.
Exactly, and I love to do that. My friends, they come to me when they need to find someone. They're like, hey, Katie, can you find this person? Or my aunt, she'll send me a number. Like, hey, look up this number. Who does it belong to? And I'm Johnny on the spot with it. I got you, you know? So a friend of mine, she and her, well, ex, they were together for like, I want to say like probably 6 months, but they broke up because he moved. He's in the military. And so he moved all the way like across to the West Coast. And that's the reason why they broke up. There was no other bad blood or anything like that. And so occasionally when he would come in town, he would still kind of visit her and they would kind of hang out. Well, recently he hit her up and he's like, hey, I'm back in town, but I'm gonna be in town way longer. And I actually want to take you out on a date and try to like rekindle things. And she was excited about it. I was a little hesitant. I was like, girl, I don't know if you should do this, but, you know, live your life. And so she
is he in town because he wants to rekindle things, or is he in town because
he wants to rekindle things?
You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, two things can be true.
Okay. But she's an adult too, right? Mm-hmm. She can make her own decisions.
She has needs as well.
Yeah, exactly. And she, you know, it was interesting seeing him. She wanted to catch up. However, a friend of hers went to high school with him, and she was on his Facebook page. And my friend does not follow him on Facebook. And she saw a picture that he had of two girls. Now, he does already have a kid, a daughter, but then saw the picture of like a baby. And it didn't have a caption or anything like that. And so she sent it to my friend and was like, hey, does this man have another kid? And she's like, no, there's no way. Like, he would have told me if he had another kid.
Would he?
And so we don't know. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go do some digging. And because we could have explained it off. We're like, maybe it's his niece or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I go to his Facebook page and I try to see it, but his page is private. But the pictures that are available are just of his daughter, the one that we know of. And that's it. So then I'm like, oh, that could have just been somebody else's kid that was in the picture because nothing else says otherwise. His Instagram is the same. So I'm like, well, I think he's clean. But that didn't sit right with. So a couple of days later, I was like, let me actually do a deep search beyond social media. So I Googled his whole government name.
Oh, my God. Okay. He's gone. That find escalated his blood, quickly.
Find his blood type and everything.
Everything I needed to know, right? So I pull it up, and nothing is popping up on the first page. And I'm like, Katie, don't let it go. I go to the fifth page of Google.
What's that
Who
cliche?
Goes to the fifth page?
What's the cliche?
You go knocking on the devil's door long enough, he's going to answer.
The devil's on the fifth page of Google.
Look, something wasn't sitting right with my spirit, so I needed to go deeper than just the first page. And there it is. Him and his baby mama's registry for the baby they just had a month ago.
Five deep. Five
wow.
Google deep.
Five
How did that
pages.
Name not even pop into your head to like search his name for baby registries?
I wasn't thinking about that. I don't know why. That didn't pop up until I saw the name in baby registry. Next and time, then it said.
Now, this is a lesson for everybody. If you think your man has a hidden child, check his name for a baby registry. Mm-hmm. And more than likely, if he does, it'll pop up with his baby mama.
And so it had the date of the baby shower.
Yeah.
Chess and the city.
Checkers.
Seriously. Man, nothing good ever happens after midnight or after the fifth Google page search.
Exactly. So on it, it had the date of the baby shower,
yeah.
which was a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And then it had the city, which is the city that he's currently visiting, that he's in town for.
Oh, shut up.
He's not just in town by coincidence. He was in town for his child.
Oh, no. Wow.
All right. So you get this info.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, at this point, do you immediately run to your friend? Do you hold on to it?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately in the group chat. Girl, Well, guess what I found?
You put this on blast in the group chat?
Oh, yes.
You didn't just like hit her up and be like, I found a baby registry for a baby he just had in this city?
No, all the girls need to know
the
this.
The girls need to know.
The girls need to know.
Screenshots of it?
Yes.
What's the mentality of like humiliating her in front of all of the friends rather than one-on-one?
It's not humiliating her because she, another friend had already sent her a picture of two kids, so there was already a link.
Okay. So you're all in on it.
Yeah, we're all in on this now. So now it's out there. And she messaged him.
She messaged him.
Okay.
They were having regular conversation, something about the gym. And she was talking about the gym. And then she also said, so when are you going to tell me about your new daughter?
Uh-oh. Yep. You forgot? New phone. Who did?
He responded with, well, what type of workouts you been doing in the gym? He ignored the whole question and continued talking about the gym.
Is leg day or no?
He completely ignored her message.
Damn.
And he still hasn't addressed it?
No.
So is she done?
Yes, she's not going out with him, but he's still messaging her, though. So lately, he's still been trying to talk to her, but he didn't even answer her question about the mysterious child. He's trying to act like it doesn't exist.
Deflecting. Committed to the deflection.
It's not real.
It's not even deflecting.
It's not even real if it's not on the first four pages of a Google search. So no wonder why he denied it.
Mm-hmm. Now, he may not be with the baby's mother, and that's fine, but you can't ignore and deny that you just had a child.
Yes, you can. Clearly you can.
You can.
I think you would also want to be honest about the real reason you're in town.
Yeah.
It's because you have a newborn.
I mean, he got straight up caught. So I'm a little bit floored that he continues the convo without saying anything about it at all.
And that is a man you don't want to be anywhere near. One that has the audacity to try to erase a child he just recently had. That's a sad dude.
The Bird Show.